This is Daguerreotypes, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 768, entitled Not Seeing the Masculist Big Picture. Description. This flyer expresses my masculist frustration that the majority of Manusperians don't see the masculist big picture, that is, that to truly liberate billions of men from manslavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc., then men's libbers need to get political and men fare the gender laws. Most Manusperians are still stuck in the first of the big two gender political historical phases that the feminists have already been through, that is, the male consciousness raising phase. This is only half the story. The real work, that is, the gender political work for men, has barely begun. Now, the flyer itself. Not Seeing the Masculist Big Picture by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. I get frustrated with a lot of the content in the manosphere, brackets, that is, men on the internet who talk about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets. I find with too many of the videos uploaded to the manosphere that they miss the point, that they concentrate on small issues and don't see the big picture, that is, the big masculist picture. What am I talking about? Why do I feel that most Manusperians fail to see the masculist big picture? This flyer is devoted to answering this question. As I see it, the greatest gender political issue of our times is the fact that one father in four gets butchered in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, ruining his life. This is a casualty rate far worse than, in capital letters, in a major war, which makes masculists hate gender criminal women who commit these horrible crimes. So how to get rid of the horrible gender crime that the manosphere labels divorce rape, which so butchers the lives of one father in four? What is meant here by butchery? The divorce rate in many countries is about one marriage in two, that is 50-50. So half of marriages fail. In half of those divorces, the ex-wife turns into a vindictive bitch, out to financially and emotionally destroy her ex-husband. Thanks to the fact that the divorce courts were taken over in the US in the 70s by the feminists, that vindictive divorcing ex-wife is able to achieve her goal. Typically, a divorcing father will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He'll lose his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He'll lose half his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be forced by the divorce court to make child payments to his kids, whom he is barely allowed to see, maybe two weekend visits a month. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, that is, she has not bothered to get a career-competent education at high school and college, so that she is not a FIP, that's financially independent person, as an adult, then a fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court may force him to pay alimony to his ex-wife, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and FIP up, so that she remains a parasite off his money for the rest of his life. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies and aim to exterminate them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. Masculists are a lot more gender politically visionary than most Manusperians. They see a much bigger gender political picture than those Manusperians who spend so much time and energy examining more psychological aspects of male gender politics, which are not political. For example, Vasquez are sharply critical of MGTOWs, that's MGTOW, men going their own way, who simply just walk away from women, refusing to even date them in many cases, due to their disgust at the toxicity of divorce for men in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court system. MGTOWs refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in these courts, so often choose to live alone, refusing to marry, rejecting paternity, and spending their money on themselves. In the US today, two-thirds of young men are now MGTOW in practice, if not yet in philosophy. There was a famous poll taken in 2022 in the US by Pew, PW, Research Center, which found that nearly two-thirds, 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, claiming that these young women were undateable, due to being too poisoned by feminism. So the MGTOWs are certainly influencing gender politics, turning millions of young women's heads, since there are now hundreds of TikToks and YouTube shorts of young women in their 20s and 30s in tears because they can't find a man to have a decent relationship with. From the masker's point of view, the MGTOWs are merely reacting to the toxicity of the divorce courts for men. That is, they are reacting to the gender status quo, as determined by the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system, instead of changing that gender political status quo by using maskless gender politics. So how would the maskless do anything differently? By making fundamental changes in society, restructuring it, by creating a FIP society, by the fipping of women, brackets FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person. The concept of FIP is of critical importance to masculists. It's one of the core concepts of masculist ideology. Masculists are abolitionists. They see man slavery as slavery, and a thousand times worse than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US in the slave period, and there are now several billion manslaves in the world today who work for women and don't get paid by these women, which is the very definition of slavery. Maskers argue that it was men who gave women science-based medicine, so that today women have a life expectancy of 85 years. It was men who gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that today women typically have 0, 1, or 2 kids. This means that women have time on their hands, so have a career window of half a century. So the maskless are standing up, pointing the finger at women, telling them in very forceful, moralistic terms, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery is slavery, and hence hated. You women will fip up. You'll pull your financial weight equally with men. You will share equally the burden of earning the family living. You will stop manslaving and divorce raping men, or you will be ignored to death by men, effectively exterminated by men, left to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, manless, lonely deaths." End quote. Masculists, particularly masculist theorists, are very conscious that the fipping of women, the creation of a FIP society, that is, one in which both sexes, especially girls, are socialized and educated to be FIPs so that all adults are FIPs who share equally the burden of earning the living, so that there are no more fluffies, that is, traditional women who expect to live off the labor and money of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, destroying his life. Maskless complain that the majority of women are fluffy crappers who study fluffy crap majors that are not valued by the economy. So these women end up as fluffies as adults, who then expect to parasite off the money and labor of a man, making her a hated enemy of the maskless, to be exterminated, wiped off the face of the earth. In a FIP society, the divorce courts can be thoroughly reformed They'll be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that custody of the kids is made joint by default, so that fathers don't have their kids ripped away from them. Alimony will be thrown out. The halving of wealth and stuff will be thrown out, so that the two divorcing parties walk away from the marriage with what they entered it with. When the kids are small, the Maskers propose the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline, which is a way by which women can be both mothers and FIPs, which, for example, for a woman who gets a master's degree in a career-competent field, would go as follows. She gets her master's at 23, then works for 3 years in her chosen career-competent profession and marries in that period. She has her first kid at 27 and her second at 29 to avoid the fertility problems that occur to 10% of women by the age of 30. Women need to have their kids young and to ensure that the population attains the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman, so that society does not die out due to a birth rate crash. By the time her second kid is off to kindergarten at 4 years old, she goes back to her career so as not to be a fluffy parasite of her husband, who divorce rapes him with a 1 in 4 chance. During the 6 years she is at home raising the kids full time, she's paid a maternity wage by the government, equal to her salary when she was working. This relieves the burden on the husband slash father from being the sole breadwinner of the family. The government can then put powerful moral pressure on both sexes to have more children so that we don't wipe ourselves out, as we are currently doing, especially in South Korea, which has a birth rate of only 0.7 kids per woman, which means that in a mere 4 generations, South Korea will no longer be with us. Two of the big 3 gender crimes that women commit against men are mentioned above. That is man's slavery and divorce rape, which are horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that fluffy women and fluffy feminist women commit against men. The third of the big 3 is what the Maskers call forced fathering, where a woman can force a man into having to pay for a kid that he doesn't want, thus manslaving him for 2 decades until the kid is off his financial hands. Maskers want the para. That's paternity rejection right, that would give men the same legislative right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have with their MARA, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. The fact that women have the MARA, but men don't have the PARA, is the most blatant form of gender discrimination that exists, that makes Maskers blue with rage at the injustice of it. Ridding the world of these big 3 gender crimes that women commit against men requires a political approach to men's lib. The Maskers are very political. They push for the fundamental restructuring of society, for the fipping of women, for the creation of a fip society, for the setting up of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees in the parliaments, that consist half of female feminists and half of male Maskers, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today, in today's gynocentric society, gender politically speaking. This is the end of part 1.